Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud, and your phone calls, and we're glad you're with us.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered many, many months or years ago. We brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
I feel that I'm just there to fulfill his sexual needs.
Love does endure all things, but it doesn't enable all evil.
That's the big ugly. I was asking for the big ugly.
Women are thinking, if this doesn't work out, give me a call. But the
first, you just try to stop. But if that's not working, then it's time to put out the white flag and say, I surrender. I can't get this done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. You know, I got a card from Dr. Phil, and look at he's got the little microphone there. He is sweet. Wouldn't it be nice if our lives were like VCRs and we could fast forward through crummy times? Is that nice of Dr. Phil to send that? I don't know if he's...
Fast forward?
Fast forward your lives through the tough times. But anyway, it's so neat to get a card like that from Dr. Phil. What? Okay, so it says it's not the one on TV, but it is a card from Dr. Phil. Hey, you guys, I'm watching the Today Show. And you know our discussion about my most overused phrase, there you go? I'm watching the Today Show. Al Roker is talking to people out there by the fence, you know, in front of the Today Show. He obviously is not paying attention to what they're saying, because this lady was talking about this thing from Amarillo and all this, and when she's finished, he goes, well, there you go. And now back to you, Matt. And I just thought, see, even Al Roker, who's had his stomach bypass, even Al Roker uses,
it's
there
just,
you go.
I was thinking about it ever since you said it. It's just a really polite way to go to the next thing so the person doesn't really understand that you haven't been listening to the thing they said.
Okay, now let me...
But you know what, Steve?
What?
I got to be honest with you.
All right.
What? It's a couple of years old.
Is it?
It went out a couple of years ago. There were a few years ago, everybody's saying, well, there you go.
Now let me step on some toes. There is a phrase that a lot of people use that have ADD, and they're really hyper-spiritual. Now some, when they use it, it's very authentic.
PTO. I know what that phrase is.
What?
It's what?
Praise the Lord.
No, it's what?
Oh, yeah.
Because they missed what you said.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, you see the same kind of thing. People, you know, my dog was dead. Well, praise the Lord. You know, and that's, well, that was kind of like Barney Fife saying it. But you know, they don't really mean it. But a lot of people do. They live their life praising God, and I'm not questioning that. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you've got some, let's just go right to the phones. Let's talk to Alex. How do you say your name, Alex?
Alexis.
Alexis from Atlanta, Georgia, listens to XM Satellite Radio. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
My question is something that's maybe a little bit strange, but I have made a big turn in my life where I am actually appreciating is maybe the wrong word, but I'm approaching conflict with a much better attitude. And I'm actually telling other people that it's a better way to deal with conflict. The way I used to deal with it was avoiding and just getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I've started really biting the bullet and approaching people that have maybe said things or done things that have hurt or annoyed me, and trying with the best attitude possible going into conflict. So I'm consciously walking into conflict. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wouldn't want it to be the theme of my life, but I've just found, personally, a lot of resolve coming out of it.
Well, as we go to this break, Alexis, what is your question for us?
Is it a good thing to go into conflict? I mean, I'm still not clear if it is good, because I'm saying I feel good, but...
Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll try to give you some guidelines on...
The quick answer is yeah. The Bible teaches specifically that there are some conflicts we must go into, but there are some that we need to avoid too.
The bigger answer is what's conflict and what isn't.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer March 4th through the 6th in Orange County, California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back, and we're talking to Alexis. He is in conflict over conflict and used to avoid it at all cost, and now he's getting into it, and so we wanted to give you some guidelines on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Alexis, it's important, yeah, like John said, to deal with conflict. That's very
okay,
important.
So that's
but Proverbs 19:11 says also, a man's wisdom gives him patience, and it is to his glory to overlook an offense.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about a lot of personal offenses because you're, you know, somebody doesn't show you the respect you think you're entitled to or things like that, then I think we do a lot better to kind of humble ourselves and not have expectations and demands from people, so we have a lot of offenses in life.
Yeah.
But if somebody's violating one of God's standards, like they lie to you, for example, or something like that, then absolutely you have to get into the conflict.
Well, to give you an example, it's been very tough because one of the conflicts that I've been in was actually a gentleman who basically gave incorrect information. I wouldn't go as far as saying lying, but it did set a tone, and he was double my age, the age of my father. And initially I just let it go, and then I thought, if I let it go, it's going to spread if I don't nip it in the bud. And so I basically walked in into his office one day and said, we need to talk. And I said, can we close the door? And he said, no, leave it open. And I was like, you know, I really think we need to close the door. And he said, no, just leave it open, kind of. And so I sat down and I let it go. And it was a very lively 45 minutes. Now, the outcome was great because we really landed up praying for each other and just, you know, closing it up. But for a moment there, I just thought, like, you know, just give up. And I felt like I was out of place with my age difference and respect and all that. So it was extremely difficult to go through that, to say the least.
Then what happened was you had an intent and motive to right or wrong, and that there was truth involved in reality. And That's part of the process. We're saying, yay, that you're learning the skills, but make sure of your intents and your motives of your heart, that they have to do with good things and bad, and writing bad things and making sure you're not just protecting, like, your own self-esteem or good feelings about yourself and those sorts of things.
Yeah, and that's definitely what my goal was with this, was restoring relationship, because I felt like...
Yeah, and just clarifying the truth.
And for further steps, we'll send you Boundaries Face-to-Face, which is more information about how to do that.
Yeah, and I think
there's
that
nothing wrong with clarifying truth. That's a good thing. But Alexis, the other thing I would add to that is, you know, if you're with good friends, like if John and Steve and I sit around here, I mean, we clarify what each other says to each other all the time, you know, and question each other and this, that, and the other. And there's not a big reaction on the other side, because that's just what good relationship is about. But some people, like possibly this man, you go and clarify something, and it turns into a big thing because they're reactive and they're oversensitive and they have an anger problem. And you can't judge ever, ever, ever from people's reactions whether or not you were doing the right thing. Now, it might not have been, you know.
Mm-hmm.
smart, or if you had another chance, you might not have done it again. But people's reactions are a bad way to figure out what's righteous. If God mm-hmm. did that, he probably wouldn't say much. People don't like a lot of things that he says.
All right, hold on. I'm going to send you Boundaries Face to Face, and that's available to anybody else at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can also get our free tips this week, 6 Steps to Effective Confrontation. Hey, I'll throw that into the book for you. So you don't have to actually buy the book. You can get free steps for effective confrontation that will give you once you read these steps, then you'll actually want to get the book because they really are good. And that book, if you are needing to have a conversation with somebody that's not comfortable, or you're just one of these people that just grew up this way and you were told that good people don't confront good people, this will be a book to help you figure out just how to learn that skill that nobody taught you back home. And the resource, Addicted to Love, my book about romance, relationship, and sexual addiction, it is the key to how to get over it. Now let's go to Barbara.
Can I say something?
You can.
You say good people don't confront good people. We have a friend whose mother used to say, well, if you can't say anything good about somebody, come sit over here. Come sit next to me. She wanted to hear
the bad stuff. I like that.
A little balancing wisdom there.
Barbara from Centennial, Colorado, listens to KRKS. Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Oh, I have been better. I appreciate you letting me talk to you.
Sure.
My 18-year-old daughter, who is a senior in high school, left 2 weeks ago to remove herself from, an emotionally escalating confrontation that she was having with her dad.
What was that about?
Well, we have been dealing with her since last spring as far as we found out she was starting to be involved with the group of friends that she's with. They were starting to get involved in drinking and so forth. So we had set up guidelines for her to follow. And she was doing really well with them, and we had gone away for a night trip away and came back, and my husband found on the back porch a case that had a marijuana pipe in it.
Mm.
And when she came home, it didn't start off well because he didn't. Anyway, she told us what happened and that she had friends come over for lunch, which I've told her she can do that she can welcome to bring friends here to have lunch because they have a couple hours off between classes. And a friend had asked her if they could smoke a cigarette, and she told them as long as they went outside. Well, this friend went in the back porch, and she had no idea that he had this with him, had no clue. And he called her and left her a message saying, I left it there, oh no, you know. And so obviously we found it before we were home and found it before he realized that it was missing. So,
did you hear the message of him saying,
no,
I left it there?
No, he called on her cell phone.
Hmm.
But
And she's been pretty trustworthy.
Yes. She's been trying really, really hard to follow in with our guidelines. But I will be truthful, when we found it, we were both upset, and we just were like, okay, what are we going to do now? And as I heard her side, as I heard her explain it and so forth.
Barbara, let me interrupt for a second,
mm-hmm.
because my hunch is, as you heard her explain it, it made more sense, right?
Yes.
Well, why did you react in the beginning? Why wasn't your assumption, you know, innocent until proven guilty? In other words, that she had friends over, and I mean, why did you immediately react?
I don't know. Partly because in this coursework of working with her from May until now, there have been times where she did slide back, and so we set new rules again.
There was a precedent where
right.
you can't just assume that she's innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, what's your question for us then?
My question is this. The place where she is staying is not the best place in the world, but she feels safe there. And my husband refuses.
Does she feel unsafe with your husband?
Yes.
Is there a reason for that? Is he going to hurt her?
There is a history of emotional abuse and even a history at one point when she was in seventh grade where he became physically abusive with my older daughter and myself. And She is in counseling. I am in counseling, and I went to a mutual counseling session with her, and she said she still remembers that incident, and it just every time that she and my husband get into it, she immediately becomes fearful.
Hmm.
And he refuses to take any responsibility for any interaction. You know, he just doesn't want to look at his side of it. And I've asked him to please get some help, that I'm getting help, that Arlie's, that my daughter's getting help, and that we...
So he never did anything about his anger once he was physically abusive with the two of you?
At that point, we did go to family counseling, but for a short time, and I will tell you truthfully, it was not a good fit. And as my daughter puts it, he BS'd the counselor and made him think that everything was okay. And as time has passed, it's mm-hmm. gone back to the way it was.
Okay, so on the surface, Barbara, it sounds like she's 18 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is an adult, and she has made a decision. I don't want to be around an angry man.
Right.
Okay, so far, so good. Smart girl.
Right. But she does want to be home. I mean...
Okay, so what's your question?
My question is, I'm feeling like because he is unwilling to take responsibility mm-hmm. or get any help, that my feeling is that I need to get my daughter and we need to go someplace where she can feel safe and that I can be with her to mm-hmm. help her continue in her...
Yeah. We're nodding our heads.
We would go with you on that, Barbara, that it's funny that everybody's lives are upside down but your husband's.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody's right. Got to make these changes and live around and adapt to his inability to own that he's done anything. And as long as that goes on, then he will never, there's a very little chance he'll ever change, and your daughter could, really be in a bad place, especially where she's staying now is not very good. So we would support you going to him, maybe in the company of some other people, and saying, here's what's at stake until you see what you've done. You're losing everyone mm-hmm. Because we are not safe with you, and I need to protect her.
Okay.
It's gonna be tough for you. You've been avoiding doing something, confronting him. So.
You have been, and while we would suggest, if that's the case, either he is so out of control or so manipulative as your daughter thinks, or you're so afraid, you're going to probably need some kind of structure to help this. The rule of thumb is that the greater the person's defenses and resistances, the greater your resources and structures have to be. So don't go this alone.
Right. This last time, he has made a phone call to a counselor again because I did draw that line and say, I'm asking you to do this for you, for me, for our family.
Okay, did he go meet with the counselor?
Not yet. He made a phone call yesterday. It took him a week to make the phone call mm-hmm. because he was out of town for a little while. But my dilemma is that every time he talks about it, he says, I'm only doing this. He said, I don't see any point to it. I think it's a waste of time and money, and I'm
not
doing this.
That's fine.
Well, just get him to the counselor, though, and let the counselor deal with that kind of attitude.
Yeah, don't try to change his mind on here. Give him some realities that you care, but these things have a zero tolerance.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you, and let me send you Boundaries Face-to-Face. Mm-hmm. I think that could be a helpful book, and because you're going to have a very uncomfortable confrontation.
Yeah, Steve, there comes a point where... You're supposed to spend some time turning cheeks and going the extra mile. All this is very important to make a point to someone. Then there comes a point when you realize you're not listening. I have to take – it's not words anymore.
And kids are watching saying, is someone going to stand up for me? Or am I just going to be left hanging out here? All right, let's go to Jeffrey in Northern California. He listens to KFAX. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Why? I've been listening to you guys for – 2 years or so. I haven't never had a chance to speak with you.
Well,
where you been?
I'm from Dallas, actually.
I hope you didn't have a reason up until now, huh?
Well, oh no, I've had reasons, many, many.
Well, what's going on in your life now?
Well, I've been married for 3 years, and my wife has. We have had many, many problems from day one. We are, doctrinally different, unequally yoked, as I would say. And
Hold on, Jeffrey. Now we don't understand. Doctrinally different and unequally yoked.
I confess the Trinity the Trinity in my Christian walk, and she's a oneness Pentecostal. So we don't talk
a
about
a oneness
Christ.
Pentecostal.
Yeah,
they don't believe in the Trinity.
No, they don't.
What do they believe?
They believe that Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit is just one, and sort of kind of like Jesus is schizophrenic. He's walking around praying to himself, and, you know, he's not praying to the God, okay, the Father, so they, in heaven.
All right.
Okay.
But that, you know, that's...
So major doctrinal differences.
Yeah, that's just it.
They usually don't split up a marriage.
No, no.
What else is going on?
No, but she's, you know, she's very attached to her my in-laws, and they...
Now, that'll split up a marriage.
Yeah, and they're not giving her very good advice, I don't think. And she's left a few times, like three times, and every time we have a little problem, like now we're having a financial issue...
What's little?
We have overdraft protection, and I miscalculated some funds, and now a check might bounce, or I might have to stop the check, and now she's saying, well, I'm leaving.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, coming from a wife's perspective, that might not be a little thing. It would scare a wife.
So, is that the only time that's ever happened?
Be major, yeah.
Hold on. This classic program from the archives of New Life Live will be right back after this short break. Today's show has been pre-recorded. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions, then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys. We're back talking to Jeffrey from Northern California, and we were just looking up your wife's denomination there. Found out they're, what, they're, John, 2 million here in the United States, and 17 million around the world.
Right.
And the big controversy over what the Trinity is and all that. But,
yeah.
Jeffrey, you got that, and then you've got a problem with her leaving because of
a financial problem.
Hold on, Jeffrey. I just want to get a feel for this. Is there like one bounce check because of a miscalculation over the course of, you know, 3 years, or is there a pattern that has left her feeling unstable? Is she overreactive, or have you made some mistakes?
She's overreactive, and I can say I contribute a lot to the pattern of the financial instability. But I came in the marriage with some financial problems, but, you know, she grew up, you know, kind of nicely. Like, the money was always there, so the bills always got paid. So she's never had to deal with, you know, many financial issues of a nature that's kind of, you know, where you have to work on things to get them together, make ends meet, in other words.
Okay.
And I have a little more experience in that area. So, you know, she was off work for a while. You know, she's a working mom, and so she took off for a while for the baby. So I had to do all the finances with my own money.
So you guys have a baby together?
Yes, we do.
And so when she leaves, she takes the baby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now what's your question? This is a really tough situation.
Oh, it is. It's very tough. Yeah. And, you know, she's left, like I said, three or four times, and now she's threatening to leave again because of this one matter.
Mm-hmm.
And
Of the finances?
This one situation. It goes by situations. It's like walking on eggshells. You know, you have to step carefully.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm saying to myself, well, where do my boundaries end? Do I just say, okay, that's it? I mean, I'm really afraid to, but I don't want to keep having her back if she's just, it's just going to be another mistake, and then she's gone again. And, I don't want to keep living my life like that.
Because you don't feel any commitment.
Oh, none at all. Mm-hmm. I've never felt any. I mean, I felt that if I don't do the laundry right, I mean, and I do the laundry. I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning from doing her laundry and mine. Mm. And and for the financial issues, I gave all the money over to her.
Where does she go?
She goes and live with her mother.
Oh,
mother's single and doesn't
and
know
what
the Lord.
And what brings her back?
Me. I want to do God's will. I want to love my wife.
No. What do you do or say?
I asked her to come home, and let's work it out. Let's try. You know, look, I'll change. The last time she left, she was like, well, I want all the money, and I want you to see a therapist. So I went to see a therapist, and he was a Buddhist, and I was counseling him. And it's like,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, and I was like, no, I can't do that.
Well, you could ask for a loan, though.
Exactly. So, I said, I can't. And my pastor was like, no, do not go back there. And
your question for us is what kind of boundary?
What do I do? How do I handle it? I let her go or stay?
I would say this, Jeffrey. The first thing you do is you apologize for your side of the problem.
Yes.
Okay, we get the log out of our own eye first.
Amen.
And you fix your side of the problem first.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't go back and say, just apologize and say, I'll make it better.
Mm-hmm.
I would fix it first.
Specifics, yeah.
Yeah, get it done. Mm-hmm. Get these finances right. And whatever that means, you got to cut back on spending. You got to, whatever it means, say, okay, I have established level ground. Hebrews says make level ground for your feet.
Sure.
Okay? So you don't want her walking on quicksand. That's horrible for a wife.
It is.
All right? So get that done first and say, okay, I've done my part. I want us to get back together, and I want us to stay together because that's what marriage is. And I want us to resolve conflict, and when you're upset with me, I don't want you leaving. I want us to work through this.
Okay?
Now, what you've done is you've left, and I do want you back, and I want you to come back, but I only want you to come back on the condition that we go in together with somebody that we both like who will help us to learn to work out conflict, and that you have to promise that you aren't going to leave the next time we have one.
Right.
So that's the boundary. It's a requirement. It's basically God's requirement for all of us.
And we will send you boundaries in marriage and hope that that will be a blessing to you, and we appreciate you calling us. You know, another blessing to many people have been the Every Man's Battle workshops. Based on the book Every Man's Battle, we have one coming up this weekend. It's not too late. If you're married to someone who is in the midst of the battle, either having victory or not, you want to know how to help or you want to get them into some kind of help, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask about the Wives in the Battle workshop. That's this weekend, and it can really be a great experience for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Mary in Nebraska, listens to KROA. Hi, Mary. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you. I really enjoy you guys' show, and I've really learned a lot since your biblical principles that really teach us things, and I really liked having you listen to your show, so I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you very much. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a son who's 29, and he's getting married this summer, and he lives in a different state, and he has anger issues, and he knows he has anger issues, but I'm not sure what kind of sources I could give to him, what kind of resources, or how I should get involved. And I feel like when I talked to him last, he wants to do something about this anger, and definitely going into a marriage like that. So,
yeah. How did it become an issue for him?
Well,
a lot of angry people don't care or don't, how did he find out it was an issue?
Well,
hang on, Mary.
Okay.
Don't get angry, but we got to go. We'll be back.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. We're talking to Mary. Her son's getting married. He's got an anger problem, wants to do something about it. Mary, does his fiance know about this anger problem?
She found out. I think they've talked about it. But when they came to visit this few months ago, there was a situation where he got upset, and he just kind of really flew off the handle and just said a bunch of things. And as a result of that, he talked to me later, and he said, "I've never, you know, since I've been with her, she's never seen me do this before." And mm-hmm. So,
what did she do?
Well, she was concerned about it, but she wasn't in the room at the time. She was in the other room, and just heard the repercussions. The loud noise.
But what is she? I mean, does she struggle with his anger?
I don't think so.
Because she doesn't see it, or she's in denial, or she.
Well, he hasn't actually. He may have been angry about a few things, but he's never actually blown up like that before.
Well, the straight line here, Mary, would be: you say this is really important, especially if you're getting married, and I want to find some help. And would you go see somebody? Then he says yes. Is there something more complicated than that?
No, I'm not. No, not really. Unless there's, I was just thinking initially, like maybe if there is some. He likes to read books, when he tries to go to sleep. So I thought, well, is there any books that I could, get from you guys? Have so many, it's hard to choose from.
Well, there's a million books, and we're glad to help there. But Mary, generally speaking, when a person has a trigger like that and it kind of pops off, there has to be someone that's taking them through a path to.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not stop with a book.
Yeah. You need more than that. And you know what else? I, as her future mother-in-law, you might have a discussion to say, when this explosion of his anger came out, you saw something you'd never seen before. And I just hope that you felt free to go to him and say, "I heard this in the other room. didn't know that about you, what are you going to do? Because if she doesn't do anything, she's setting in motion a course of him messing up and her not reacting, and then him saying, well, you knew I was like this before we got married. She needs to be sure they're at least talking about it and have a sense of what he's going to do so it doesn't hurt their marriage once he's married.
Okay.
And he didn't do it directly at her?
No.
He was just frustrated. Is his anger problem more about getting frustrated and blowing up but not at people?
Right.
Was he mad at you?
Is she kind of more in control in the relationship?
No, I don't. She has more level head as far as finances and those kinds of
things. Is she more assertive than he is?
I think it's about equal.
You sure?
Well, I've only been around him a couple of different times, you know. And so,
well, you know, generally when people like get frustrated and throw things and blow up and stuff, but they don't bring it into a relationship. It's not people they get angry at; it's things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, that's because with people they're more compliant. And I would see that as a pattern I'd want them to look at. How do they directly, have the power balance in their relationship? How assertive is he? Proverbs says that the angry man is like a city without walls.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that if a person has no boundaries and they always feel controlled and intruded upon, then they get angry and blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mary, I want you to hold on. I'll send you a book that I don't know if he'll read it, but it's How People Grow, and it's a great, wonderful book that John Henry wrote, and it could really kind of help him through this. But again, we want to help you find a counselor so that he can resolve some of these face-to-face with other people. That's how he's going to find help for his anger. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, you call us. We'll be glad to try to give you some help there. When you call New Life, you can find out about the Everyman's Battle Workshop and, of course, the Wives in the Battle Workshop, the Lose It for Life Institute, the Alaska Cruise this summer. And those are the things that we do here to help you. Our resource, Addicted to Love, about romance, relationship, and sexual addiction. And for those that support the ministry, we send the New Life coffee mug. You know, we are a listener-supported ministry. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you'd like to support the ministry or you need a question answered or to get the resource Addicted to Love or 6 Steps for Effective Confrontation. Let's go to Linda. She's calling from Pittsburgh. She listens to WORD. Hi, Linda. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate you guys.
Well, you're welcome.
This is about my 33-year-old daughter. She's married with 2 kids, and she's been suffering with depression for a number of years. She's been on many different medications. But anyway, she molested a 15-year-old boy. She drove a school van, and anyway, it went through the courts, and she's now a felon.
Hmm.
And she left her husband after that, and she's now living a lesbian relationship.
Huh.
This woman was a childhood friend of my son-in-law. So actually, she moved in with them a couple of years ago, and so this has been going on. This relationship's been going on with this woman. Plus, she's had my son-in-law. She's been living with him. But now she's left him, and I really don't understand the whole situation because my son-in-law goes to her house and spends weekends with them. And
wow.
It's just
kinda
really confusing.
Kind of pals around with
me.
Them as a couple? Mm-hmm. Like they're the couple, but he kind of hangs out?
Well, no. Actually, when he's there, they're a couple.
She reverts back.
Yeah.
And the live-in goes along with that.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, my son-in-law has known about this from the beginning, I think.
Okay, so what's your question for us in this very difficult situation?
I want to know, can her depression cause her to want to have sex with all these other people? I mean, she's got her husband, she's got a lesbian, and she had a 15-year-old boy. And I want to know, is this going to affect her kids?
I wouldn't put it that way, mm-hmm. that depression causes this. Sometimes when people have character makeups that cause them to do all sorts of acting out and impulsive things and sexual things, when they get depressed, they tend to try to feel better in the way they characteristically feel better. But you can't draw a line from depression to sexual acting out.
Mm-hmm.
She needs help. She's got some significant problems apart from the depression. But the depression and the other problems could stem from some of the same things.
Mm-hmm.
She needs extensive treatment,
mm-hmm.
not just punishment or being called a felon, but she needs treatment from the inside out. Is there any hope for that for her?
She needs God in her life.
Yeah.
Well, she says she's a Christian, and I know she was involved in a church.
Well, but, you know, being in a church sometimes doesn't mean a lot of God in your life.
Yeah, I know.
She needs God's love and his healing deep in her soul.
Yeah, she just sounds so lost and out of control, Linda. She needs his anchoring.
Is there anything in her childhood, if you look back, that might be a glaring thing that would lead someone to end up in these kind of relationships? Anything that you can remember?
No, I've thought about that, and I really just can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm. Her dad was involved with her and had a good, healthy relationship?
No, actually, her dad and I were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only seen him actually two times in her whole life.
Hmm.
When she was 1 year old and when she was eight. So she wouldn't even know him.
Hmm.
Wow. And I was single for about 10 years. But I really can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, was that your main question about the depression?
Yeah. Is there a chance that she can go back to her husband? I mean, and forget this other woman?
Sure.
And
chances, people turn around all the time.
Okay, now should I talk to her about this? She doesn't know that I know anything.
I think your role would be the bridge to help.
Mm-hmm.
What I think, just a general rule, that's what family does best. Families rarely cure anybody or, you know, change them or get them to do long-standing things differently. What they can do is say, you know what, there's some people that can help you. Let me help you to get to them.
And to let her know that you do see and that you care about her, you love her, and you want to stand by her when she gets the help that she needs. We'll come back for the final segment of New Life Live. Hold on.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDare.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Henry Cloud. And let's go to Ingrid calling from Gaithersburg. WAVA is the station. How you doing, Ingrid? Ingrid is gone. We are so sad. She did hold over 100 minutes, and I was going to send her our New Life.
Ingrid, call back.
You got to call back.
All right, let's. If we're not going to do that, let's go
we
to.
We have a new mug, don't we?
Let's go to Charlotte. We do. In hey. Cincinnati, WACW is the station. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you also held on for more than 100 minutes, and so we're going to send you the new mug that I just dropped on the table.
But it doesn't have the same clang as the metal one.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, God, it was worth every minute.
It's kind of a wimpy clang. All right, how could we help you, Charlotte?
You know what? Originally, I had a question, but I was redirected after I was on hold.
Hmm.
Okay.
Who redirected you?
AT&T.
I did.
You okay, redirected yourself?
Yes, I need to work on myself.
That is a healthy skill, yes, to be able to redirect yourself.
Yes, you know, the thoughts. This is the issue that I have.
All right.
And it also involves my mother. We have the same issue.
No way.
Unbelievable. We're like twins. Okay, now.
That's maybe a different call.
Maybe we can do something about that.
My mother, my twin.
Oh, God.
You know, mother and daughter who are twins should be separated at birth. That's God's plan.
I told her that. You know what? Okay, she's married to my father. Okay, they've only been married maybe 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
We're talking to a 7-year-old.
We need to be on hold for 100 minutes.
No, 5-year-old.
Your parents got married. How old are you?
I'm 36.
So
they
your
were never married.
They weren't married for the first 30 years of your life?
No, sir.
All right.
Okay.
No. Okay, so my father has a daughter.
Was he in your life?
No.
Okay.
No. My father has a daughter that doesn't have boundaries. I guess my father doesn't have boundaries with her. She has like a key to their house. And
I don't hear a lot of boundaries in this whole picture.
Yeah.
Right? So this doesn't surprise us. So he's got a key to her house.
No, she's got a key.
She's got a key to his
house.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like we'll all be standing over there maybe like for a family gathering or just there, and we'll hear the door open. And she lives out of town, and then she's just there.
Doesn't even knock.
No. She just has a key. The garage will come up, and she can come in the door. No. It bothers my mother. And
no,
there's...
That's different.
There's other things that bother her. The type of relationship he has with my daughter, with my sister, he just makes excuses. Like, well, it's always been that way.
What type of relationship?
Where he lets her do whatever she wants to do.
How old is she?
She's 32.
What does she do that she shouldn't be able to do?
Well, I don't think she should be able to come into the house and have a key to it.
No, is that the only thing?
She does that.
Like, is she tapping him for money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the key's a big deal, Charlotte, but give us a big problem.
So tell us what's
on
your mind.
It's not unusual for,
you know what?
For grown adults to have keys to their parents' houses. That's not unusual.
Then let me ask you about this. This has to do with me. I have a really big issue that I really need to work through, and the only way I could do this is call you, and it took me forever to do this.
Okay.
Okay, I'm married. I have 4 children. One child is with my husband. It's my second marriage. My husband has 2 children outside the household. They were there before me, and I really do not get along with them.
With your husband's children?
Yes.
Okay.
Before me.
All right.
How old are they?
Similar to your mother's problem.
Yes.
How old are the kids?
They're 13 and one. The other would be 14 in April. different mothers.
Okay. So what's your question about that?
My question is, I know the reason why I don't get along with them, and I need to make it better. The reason why I don't get along with them is because I discipline my children, and I have boundaries with them, and my husband's children have no boundaries. Okay. He sees no wrong.
So what's your question then?
What can I do to have a better relationship with them, even though they don't respect me, so that when he mentions them, I don't blow up or I don't get angry inside?
Now, you said you knew what to do.
No, I don't.
You don't know what to do.
No, I'm kind of like holding it in.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Whatever he does with his daughters, if it doesn't impinge upon you, you have to let go of. I mean, if they're in your face, but you can't. I think sounds like you got a. It's similar to your mother. You're in a blended family situation, right?
Yes.
And you signed up for that, and he's got these daughters, and if they're doing stuff that is an infraction against you, and they're doing things wrong, or they're in your face, or in your stuff, or this, that, and the other, that's one issue, but you might have to look at your expectations of how he is with them in ways that don't affect you.
Okay.
Would you agree with that, Steve?
I would.
It's very easy, Charlotte, to try to control something that you just can't control.
Hmm.
And
right.
You're doing a lot. You got a plate full. And so it sounds like you're trying to, like, change some things that just you don't have the authority or the power or the respect to do. So it's more of a learn how to live with an adapt situation.
But what would be an example of it? Whoops. Charlotte, still
yes.
there?
Yes, I'm still here.
What would be an example, just so we know we're not out to lunch?
Okay.
We've only got a second.
Okay, an example would be if his son was at the house and he asked me for something and I told him he couldn't have it, and yeah. then he would go to his father and do the same thing, and he would say, yeah, you can. And he would say, yeah. well, I never asked her. I'm coming to you first.
Okay. Well, then I'd confront the lie and talk to your husband about, look, you know, if this is our agreement that I don't have any power here, I'm just going to put it in your hands and you let the messes become your husband's.
All right, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks for holding on there for 107 minutes, and I hope something that we said is going to be helpful to you there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's the place to call. If you need 6 steps for effective confrontation, they're free. And our resource, Addicted to Love, a lot of folks, a lot of men into internet pornography, a lot of women into chat rooms and other things like that, and the fantasy world and romance novels and soap operas and all of that. And if you're struggling in that area, romance, relationship, sexual addiction, that's the book for you, Addicted to Love. And those that support the ministry, we send you the New Life coffee mug. That's our way of saying thank you for being a part of us. And if you've never looked into Club New Life, great thing to do on the website or calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So many people enjoy being part of Club New Life. You get things that you don't get if you're not a member, like a tape every month. And it really is. We love that part of our listening family growing. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you want information about that. We'll tell you about the new Everyman's Battle workshop coming up. Wives in the Battle this weekend. Also, the Alaska Cruise and the Lose It for Life Institute. Proverbs 14:30 says, a heart at peace gives life to the body. And so many times we're involved in things and with people that cause conflict inside of us. But when we forsake those things of the world and we cling on to those things of the Spirit and we live our life according to the way the Spirit is urging us versus fighting against it, we really do come to have a heart that is at peace. When our actions, our thoughts, our feelings all line up, we're doing what we talk about. That's the heart that's at peace. Proverbs 14:30. Thank you so much for being with us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Counselors all over the world. Well, at least the United States. And we want to help you find the right resource there. And there are some great people standing by the phones waiting and wanting to help you. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you here tomorrow with Dr. Jill on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.